Welcome to another edition of Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Mentioned summertime, and it's been rainy, but a lot of those storms can turn into tornadoes. In fact, I've seen statistics about tornadoes can actually happen any time of the year. What do people need to do to keep safe in that regard?
Already, over 30 people have been killed by tornadoes across the United States, and about half of the long-term average, every year, unfortunately, we lose about 60 people to deaths directly related to a tornado. So certainly, you know, a weather situation that you want to take seriously. We always encourage people to make sure that you have those apps, those weather apps on your phone. Listen to what those are saying. Make sure that you're preparing a safe place, whether you're traveling in a car, at work, or at play. And unfortunately, as we have seen, flooding is an accompanying risk that goes along with those tornadoes and some of the bad weather that we've had. Parsons itself has been extremely lucky, but the surrounding areas have been hit by tornadoes and flooding, which is honestly just a disastrous situation for a lot of people out and about.
Well, what's the best way to prepare for disaster, emergency preparedness?
Well, you know, like most things, it's playing the old game of what if. What if something happens? What if we have a tornado? What if we have flooding at your house? Sometimes we don't always ask those questions of ourselves as much as we should, or sometimes we need to dust off some of the answers. And so one of the first things that we always encourage is for everyone to have at least a 72-hour shelter kit. And just because of where we're at, it is possible for Parsons to be landlocked by flooding. It's not going to hurt to have, a week of shelter supplies. So food, water, personally, I have two backpacks that are full of dehydrated food and always have at least two or three cases of water in the garage. Those are just kind of, baby common sense things that we should all be doing. Same thing in your car. Our personal cars, we have, kind of the 72-hour kit, change of clothes, some dehydrated food, water, towels, a first aid kit, just the basic things, flashlight. That you might well need if you find yourself away from your residence.
You've been listening to Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.